Progressive Slam YouTube Star for Coming Out as Transgender. By Neil Munro on October 8, 2019. A heterosexual woman who declared herself transgender is getting hate mail from transgender activists who usually say everyone should be liberated to change their gender identity, flip their sexual orientation, and escape the male-female binary. Do I think I'm transgender? Yes, 1,000%. Do I identify with my natural-born gender? 1,000%, said YouTube star Trisha Paytas. In a video that includes advertisements for tickets to her late October events in San Francisco and Los Angeles. So, I think that's where I'm at, and I feel really free and liberated. Paytas quickly apologized when critics claimed her transgender claim ridiculed the transgender movement. The eOnline.com entertainment site reported. In a tearful YouTube video, the star says that she is overwhelmed by the amount of backlash her candid video received. I can't apologize for who I am and how I feel, and it sucks that we live in this world and I'm just not allowed to identify as a man because of how I look, she added. It's triggering. It's PTSD of when I said that I was, like, bisexual. Paytas's video is super, duper problematic, says an earnest post at popdust.com, which continues. One Twitter user compiled a list of just some of the statements Paytas made that led me to shout at my screen. These include assertions like I am transgender because I wish I had a penis so that my assertiveness would be respected and I wouldn't be thought of as a bitch. And also, I choose to identify as boy. No doubt about it, Paytas's video is a train wreck. And I understand where all the transgender backlash is coming from. The way she talks about and misidentifies transgenderism dilutes its seriousness. And the visibility of her platform poses a danger for actual transgender people who need to be taken seriously in order to get the medical and psychological assistance they need. Paytas has every right to express herself as gender nonconforming. She's more than welcome to present herself as male. But that does not make her transgender. Transgender people don't choose to be transgender. Nobody chooses to have gender dysphoria. So many transgender issues revolve around access to healthcare procedures to correct the underlying issue of dysphoria. It is not a choice. Her video earned her over 84,000 downvotes and a shipload of publicity. She posted a tearful apology video. The radical goals were recently endorsed by the American Psychological Society, which awarded a prize in 2018 to an article calling for a cultural revolution that ends the dominant role of heterosexuality in society. There are enormous costs to maintaining the gender binary. These costs include the myriad negative consequences of gender stereotyping and prejudice. For these reasons, the gender binary should be replaced by a conception of gender/sex that stresses multiplicity and diversity, including a multiple category, rather than binary system, whose categories are not mutually exclusive. One can identify as more than one, fluid. One's identity can change across time, and allow for the possibility that gender is viewed as irrelevant to the self. To change the public's view that heterosexuality is the normal and best path for most people, the pro-transgender progressives have adopted a strategy of using their allies in universities, media, and marketing to first downplay the linguistic, legal, and civic distinctions between the two sexes. For example, progressives are using the vague idea of gender to bury the obvious notion of male or female. This rhetorical carpet bombing has also encouraged the claim that men who live as women possess a female penis, and it denies women the right to call themselves transgender if they also love men.